All four of Utah's Republican candidates for governor say that they support President Donald Trump. But KUER's Sonia Hudson explains it's a little more nuanced than that.
Several Utah politicians criticized Trump when he ran in 2016, and he came in last in the state's Republican caucuses. But in November, he won the state, albeit with just 45% of the vote. But gubernatorial candidate Greg Hughes has been on the president's side since the beginning, and he's made it a campaign issue. Here's a video on his website.
An original supporter of mine. You know, you always remember those original supporters. Greg Hughes.
Hughes has also attacked his fellow candidate, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, for switching from an outspoken critic to a supporter.
People are willing to express their strong opinions, but not in an election season. I think it's important that we are consistent, that we say what we mean.
Cox, for his part, says he doesn't agree with President Trump's style of politics, but supports him because of how he's worked with the state.
It's the things we've been able to do together and accomplish here in the state of Utah.
University of Utah political science professor Matthew Burbank says most candidates generally try to keep quiet about President Trump.
What I would call a kind of Utah Republican approach to Trump, which is to recognize that he is the incumbent Republican president, but at the same time not wanting to get too close in fear of the president somehow doing something that might hurt them come election time.
But West Jordan Republican Desiree Frederick says she's more concerned about candidates' work with the state government.
We're a state in the Republic, and we have our leader, our governor, and what his agenda is and how he runs his budget through the legislature.
The Republican primary is June 30th. The winner will face Democratic candidate Chris Peterson in November. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.